Report, we have the amazing Josh.
Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutriMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Hey, I call a geopolitical pathologist here. We're going to get out our geopolitical bone saws, scalpels, and knives to open up this very ugly mess that happened yesterday with the Democrats hoping beyond reason and common sense, and the disaster of Mr. Mueller, who wasn't even familiar with his own documents that were not penned by him. Josh, I want you to go through and do a geopolitical autopsy on the disaster yesterday and where this leads, this whole thing, because the Durham and the Barr reports are going to come out in the next few months, and the session is going to actually retire soon because it's 2 days before the six-week August recess, and I believe the Democrats now have committed a form of a geopolitical harikari, which is a Japanese rite of self-immolation by putting a samurai sword in your abdomen, disemboweling yourself before a statue. I believe they disemboweled themselves on air yesterday, didn't they?
Well, I'll tell you this. Look, I have no sympathy whatsoever for a corrupt, dirty cop like Robert Mueller. But I have to say, it looked like elder abuse out there for the public to see. And I think the Democrats are guilty of elder abuse because criminally, it was a criminal act what he did, basically. I mean, here's a guy that says that he doesn't even know what Fusion GPS is. He doesn't know who Glenn Simpson is. It's above your purview. Are you kidding me? You know what it makes me seem like that Robert Mueller never did any of the investigation for the 2+ years. He just hired Weissman to do it all. Weissman then hired a bunch of people to do it all. Weissman, even as corrupt and crooked as he is, even he realized that there was no there early on in the process, but didn't report back or didn't care to report back, or maybe did and still didn't care to report back to Mueller about it. And they just kept going on with this facade for as long as humanly possible. Well, you know what? I hope that Boomerang, Operation Boomerang, is in full effect. And I hope John Durham takes down Robert Mueller along with all these other deep state criminals, because I'll tell you right now, Robert Mueller perjured himself in a minimum of one time in that hearing, maybe more, but at least one time. And it was in particular the time when he was speaking with Representative Andy Biggs, who said on May 10th of 2017 at 7:45 in the morning or wherever it was, did you or did you not have a conversation with Rod Rosenstein about selecting a special counsel, not you in particular, but a special counsel in general? And he was like, "Barb, I don't know. I don't think so." And he's like, "Well, wait a minute. Did you or did you not?" And he's like, "I don't recall ever having that meeting."
Oh, no.
And that's why Andy Biggs looked at him with that crazy look. And then Robert Mueller said, "Well, what, you don't believe me?" And he said, "Well, actually, no, I don't, because the record shows that you did have, indeed, this conversation."
Right.
Now, forgetting something does not excuse for violating perjury.
Right.
Okay? Robert Mueller committed perjury on a minimum of one time and needs to be held accountable for it. There needs to be a counter-investigation into Robert Mueller from this testimony in particular on the fact that he committed perjury.
Right. I think this is more deadly than even the Uranium One scandal where he's involved with that, and the cover-up of 9/11 and Benghazi, which is another disaster created during Mueller's time and Hillary Clinton as a senator. I mean, this is the kind of foolishness that's going on here. And Mueller has got blood on his hands, hasn't he? And the fact that Weissman needs to go to jail, and some of these so-called demon rats, like Judge Pirro calls them, what I see happening here is this is going to turn back. I'm going to say very pointedly, you're going to start seeing the dominoes fall when one of these rats is going to turn on the other rats and try to get a deal. And then you're going to see a whole lot of them wearing orange jumpsuits and doing the perp walk. Maybe we need to play some really good jazz music while we turn it into a video of seeing a bunch of Intel agents, FBI, Department of Justice, and politicians doing the perp walk to a maximum security prison without without yard work time, no internet, no book deals. How's that?
Yeah, hey, I'm all for it, man. That's exactly what I hope happens. I hope these people are held accountable for what they did. You know, it's amazing.
Well, it's a coup against the government.
Anytime you say the treason word, you get an article written about you from Right Wing Watch, so I'll refrain from that. But look, the bottom line is these people need to be held accountable. You're right. They do need to go to jail. Hopefully many of them will start flipping on each other. like the rats that they are, and we'll see what happens. I know that Durham is a no-nonsense guy, and it looks like Bill Barr is in the right spot. But as I've said before, and I'll continue to say until he's gone, Christopher Wray is in the way, and Christopher Wray needs to go for there to be full justice.
Well, Wray, to me, is another example, along with John Lightning Bolt and even Pompeo, that are bad advisors. They were beating their war drum trying to push Trump to do something stupid. You know, there's lots of steps before Trump needs to engage in any direct conflict with Iran. The main thing is defensive strategy, which is why you can defend the pipeline across Saudi Arabia, defend the air bases in the Middle East and Israel. And I think economically we have a lot of things. For example, the British are sending over whatever they're part of the flotilla to try to control the Strait of Hormuz in the Gulf of Oman. We should take over those areas. We should not allow the Iranians to control the Strait of Hormuz anymore or the Gulf of Oman. That doesn't mean we need to militarily conflict with them unless they decide to directly attack our ships, in which case we should sink them. But to be honest with you, I don't think we should do a military attack. I think what we should also do is economic sanctions against our so-called allies that agree with Iran, even though they've proven that they're going to enrich uranium to create a weapons-grade bomb and building missiles to attack Israel and European countries that won't play with ball with them. And we need a sanction against the corporations that are making Russia deals, for example, Airbus making deals with Iran, selling Airbuses. That's why in the back door here, these corporations in Europe are making backdoor deals with Iran, and they're laughing all the way to the bank while they're putting the whole world in danger, aren't they?
They are. And look, I hope that the new prime minister of the UK, Boris Johnson, I know that he's going to be dead set on getting the Brexit going and making sure, he said, I think by October or something like that, that they were going to be out. But he also needs to also be able to multitask, and he needs to figure out a way to take care of Iran and show that he's tough and show that he's not going to be pushed around and bullied around anymore. And obviously Theresa May, and even before that, the leaders before that, they did the same thing. They, you know, they just sat there and they had sat on their hands and they let Iran do what they're doing. So I think that that needs to be a sea change in attitude as well. And, you know, he did say that he's going to try to clean up some of the corruption and he's going to try to do some things different. But, again, you have to understand that, you know, England is pretty much, you know, run by the royal family. It's run by the Queen. And whatever she says goes in the end. But
The Queen is also run by the Rothschilds. In fact, did you know that the Royal Gems are owned by the Rothschilds and kept in the Tower of London, but the Tower of London is also owned by the Rothschilds?
Yeah, I mean, one of the sons
is married to a blood descendant of the Rothschilds. So after the Napoleonic Wars, they gradually took over the government of Britain. So Britain basically is a proxy of the Rothschilds who run everything in Britain and the world economic bubble market for the entire world, which is why they're so desperate to make sure that we don't make alliance with Russia and China and Belt and Road, which actually stabilizes against future nuclear, chemical, and biological warfare, is the bankers make lots of money and hay by maintaining chaos. They don't want us to have peace with Russia and China. They don't want us to have a good protection of our patents. They don't want us to actually start to democratize China so that they don't have 13 million plus under citizens that can't get in on a train, plane, or even vote or get medical drugs or medical care in China. People don't know this, do they?
No, I don't think they do. And obviously China's got its own issues. I mean, it's got just as much debt as we do, but more importantly, it's got billions, you know, more people. It's got a lot more people. I forget what they're pushing now. I think, their military is 1 million, and I think their middle class alone was like 400 million people, which is more than the population in the United States. And I think they're 1.2, 1.3, 1.4, somewhere around that, billion people. So there's over 1 billion people in China, and they are stretched, I mean, to the maximum now.
What I heard, and this is interesting, since the dialogue with Trump and the trade, if you want, contentions, many of the corporations on their own have left China and gone to other Asian or other countries. And so China's losing a lot of these international corporations. And so they better damn well make a deal sooner. They're going to be drained of even the companies that have moved to China to try to get cheap labor, et cetera, and tech support with lots of engineers. Because one of the things about China is years ago they set up an educational program for techs and for people so they can get a factory up in no time at all. But the fact is that advantage is disappearing. They can go to Vietnam and Japan and South Korea and so on. And there's no need to be in China. And China is totalitarian. They frighten people. I mean, I got relatives and friends in China, and I can tell you it's disgusting. My youngest daughter is married to a man whose mother swam across Shenzhen Harbor and nearly was eaten by sharks, and then immigrated to Canada and had my youngest sister's husband. And they are very smart people. I mean, their family were bankers in Shenzhen, and they're all shot in the back of the head except for my youngest daughter's husband's mother. The Chinese, a lot of them went to Taiwan, and the Taiwanese aren't going to bow to the Chinese, are they? In fact, most people don't realize 85% of the Chinese...
They're going to start erecting statues of President Trump, kind of like Poland did of Ronald Reagan. I think you're going to see the same thing happen in Taiwan with President Trump. They absolutely love President Trump in Taiwan. They completely support everything that he's doing because he's been tough on China. Because finally they have someone that's actually going to punch the bully back in the mouth and stop their currency manipulation and stop all the imbalance of trade deficits and things like that that's been going on. And so they're obviously excited about that. Right. But you're right. China needs to come to the table because they don't have another choice. When they're, when they're $24-23 trillion in debt with 1.2, 1.3 billion people, they're going to self-implode. There's not much more they can do. So they better wake up and they better start coming to the table because, again, there's only one superpower in the world, and that's the United States.
Exactly.
And everybody else must be subservient to the United States
We must be subservient to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, which is why you and I are both Hebrew and Jewish bloodline. Understand that without the rule of God over a godly nation, you shouldn't be in power. And America needs to return fully to the people of the book. That's why we need to protect the nation of Israel, even though they have some defects and some apostasy. We also need to protect the truth of what exceptionalism in America. It goes beyond capitalism. We celebrate exceptionalism. No one is created equal in terms of ability, but everybody is of infinite value to the Most High God, including the baby born recently conceived in 1 hour ago, or grandmother 92 in a senior home that they want to kill with a lethal injection, because insurance carriers in this country and all socialist countries kill seniors because it's cheaper. And they're now the insurance carriers are getting away with it, but not under Trump's watch. But if they get rid of Trump in 2020 or 2024.
They're bringing back the death penalty. I hope they blow the dust off of old Sparky and get him going as well. They're going to be killing about five people here real recently. But you know what?
Your voice is a little faint there. You want to put it closer to the mic.
I wonder if James Comey and Andrew McCabe and Peter Stroke and Lisa Page and, Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and all the rest of the deep staters, I wonder if they're a little nervous that all of a sudden now we have the death penalty back on. Just a thought.
Actually, I got an alternative to the death penalty you might like, because I've got a dark sense of humor, as you know. I would call it a prison where everybody has to be subject to little devices that can actually shoot spitballs at people, and you put money in the vending machine to do so. And you give them life extension technology, so 100 years from now, these criminals could still be alive, but in a lockdown prison where they do heavy labor and can be shot at by teenagers with spitballs while they're wearing minimal clothing. And so, I think death is almost too quick a punishment for these people, isn't it? Right?
Yeah, well, hey, look, that's apparently what's going on with Jeffrey Epstein, right? Or is that an Arkanside type situation? Is that part of the Clinton body count where the Southern District of New York is kind of hoping that he has a mysterious death so that they don't have to investigate him so they can protect Bill Clinton and all the rest of the sickos and pedophiles? That's what I think is happening. I think he's a dead man walking. Yeah.
Well, the fact that he had an injury in prison sounds very suspicious to me. I doubt very much if he tried to commit suicide. I have a feeling they tried to Arkanside him. What do you think?
I think it was an Arkanside, absolutely.
Yeah, that term was invented years ago because the Clintons had so many bodies that did unbelievable things you couldn't even do with the Cirque du Soleil. How's that? Okay, well, let's call it Cirque du Soleil. So, believe it or not, Arkanside's a good term, though.
have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutraMedical.com. And listen to the NutraMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutraMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And Josh, what's your main website? It's patreon.com/Josh Bernstein. Tell us some of the latest topics. As you put up video, you do a lot of the Next News Network, etc. You do lots of other things. Tell us what your other things you do and how you comment on the geopolitical issues more incisively than I think pretty well anybody I know.
Well, right now I put out a video actually a couple of days ago. It has about 100,000 views on it and over 3,900 comments. So it's a lot of people have really liked
it. Yeah, Josh, you're a little bit away from the microphone. Let's turn you up a little bit so I can hear you better.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
That's perfect. That's great. Okay, good. Continue.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, I did a full expose on Ilhan Omar, and Ilhan Omar is not even her name.
Right.
And I must thank David Steinberg from Power Blog Line for getting the information out there. But so I did a story on it, and it's quite amazing, really. You know, the story on Ilhan Omar was that she escaped war-torn Somalia and that she was a victim of violence.
Right.
Well, it turns out that she wasn't a victim of violence. She was the violence. Her
right.
father was the propaganda minister for the dictator of Somalia, Saeed
wow.
Bayar. It also comes to find out that her last name is not Omar. She's not even part of the Omar family.
Wow.
It's actually another more wealthy family that allowed them to use their name in order to gain asylum in the United States, which means that her father lied on the N-400 forms and is a war criminal, clearly
wow.
a war criminal. So her last name is Saeed Elmi. And if you remember, her brother's name was what? Ahmed Noor Saeed Elmi. So there is absolutely no doubt, no shadow of a doubt, 100% verified, authentic, certified proof that she married her brother,
wow.
Ahmed Noor Saeed Elmi, because her real name is Ilhan Noor Saeed Elmi.
Oh.
And she needs to be thrown out of Congress immediately.
Right.
There needs to be investigation. I know Tom Fitton, my good buddy over there at Judicial Watch, just opened up an ethics investigation. But the problem with that is that that investigation is going to be done through the halls of Congress. You know the Democrats are not going to throw her out nor even investigate her. So it needs to skip Congress, and it needs to go to the Department of Justice and William Barr, and he needs to order a federal, not congressional, a federal investigation into Ilhan Omar, find out the truth about her, and deport her and throw her in prison or throw her out of the country or both, because she should not be where she is.
Amazing.
Let's go further. Another story that I've been working on.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, you do a lot of Next News, and who are the guys you work with, Upline?
Yeah, Gary Franchi from the Next News Network. I'm a fill-in news anchor. As a matter of fact, I'll be filling in tomorrow for the Next News, and I'll do typically I do about 24 or 25 segments, so you'll see them all weekend long, and that's Next
yeah.
News Network on YouTube, which has 1.2 almost, I think 1.1 and change, million subscribers. It's actually the largest independent news site on all of YouTube. So it's a great
wow.
honor. And hopefully Right Wing Watch will follow me over there, because I say a lot more sensational and colorful things than I do in my own show, and certainly even on your show, Dr. Bill Deagle's show here. So hopefully they'll start write about me over there at Next News Network.
I think you go pretty far on this show. I think I give you no restraint whatsoever to say things except no words of obscenity, but, you know, it's obscene to point out the truth, isn't it?
It is. You know, the more you point out the truth, the crazier you sound. And you know what's interesting? I noticed Right Wing Watch has been absolutely silent about my video exposing Ilhan Omar. And you know why? Because Right Wing Watch knows I'm not lying.
Right.
Because if they thought that they could get anything on me, or if they thought that maybe I was stretching anything, which I never do,
right.
they would be writing an article about it. But you know what? They're not writing anything about it. They're quieter than a church mouse, because they know the truth about Ilhan Omar, and they know that she's in the country illegally, and they know that it's not her name either.
Right. Well, this is similar to Nadler and to the bug-eyed guy that's running the so-called investigation and the so-called ranking member of this investigation yesterday with Mueller being cross-examined. And you're right, it's like elder abuse. Because it's obvious.
It is.
What I see.
The look on his face, he did not want to be there. He did not want to be doing that and doing that testimony. And again, I believe it was elder abuse by Jerry Nonads Nadler and Bella Pelosi and Adam Schiffless. The three of them, they thought that this was it, right? Didn't Jerry Nadler go out and say publicly, oh, there's crimes and misdemeanors here. There's crimes and misdemeanors here, and we're going to show you all. Yeah, right. Good. It was nothing but a sleeper. Even the left said it was pathetic.
It reminds me that Nadler should be a throne like in one of those Norwegian myths. One of the things that was most bizarre is the dialogue I saw regarding one of the ranking Republican members of the Congress who actually made cross-examinations about the idea of dismiss any guilt, in other words, at the very second last word of the entire document.
Yeah, exonerate.
Exoneration. Now, I know I'm not a lawyer, but I'm pretty close. I mean, I could take a course within a year and get a law degree. I trained at Stony Brook in New York law. And I've been me for 30 years and doing medical legal work. And I can tell you, there's no such thing as an exoneration statement in the court, in any law court, federal, state, or even any other country. There's no such thing as a statute of exoneration. And in fact, when you're doing a counterintelligence, it's simply to find out if there's actually indication that there was Russian interference with our election, which, by the way, they try to amp up the statistics. It's freaking useless what the Russians did. These people were, the Russians who were doing it, were not tied to the Kremlin. They were independents. And the money they put in was independent money from Russia that was completely applied uselessly. And by the way, it attacked not only both Trump, but it also attacked Hillary Clinton. But they didn't say that, did they?
No, they didn't. And you know what's interesting? The Russians and Vladimir Putin, they've got to be laughing. They've got to be drinking their vodka and just having an absolute blast. Looking at us and how stupid and ridiculous we are to be so infatuated in talking about them so much. They are laughing about it. It's probably entertainment for them. If I was Vladimir Putin, I would put it on circuit television in Russia and have all the Russians laughing at the Democrats, because that's exactly what this is. It's a freak show. It's a sideshow Bob Mueller. It's the whole thing is just a joke. And I don't know when they're going to put this Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus sideshow to bed, but it doesn't seem that they're going to do it anytime soon because they're stuck on stupid, and they're going to continue with this charade.
I'm going to continue
to do it though, because the American people are getting really, really upset and turned off by them.
Well, here's when I suspect it'll get turned off: when we see the first person, the first rat, turn on the other rats. When we see the first person wearing an orange jumpsuit and spilling beans like crazy, almost like a verbal diarrhea, that's when the media realize that the media themselves are going to end up some of these people in jail. I believe people like the owner of the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos, and many others, because remember how many times were these documents quoted in the so-called Mueller documents Part 1 and Part 2? I mean, the number of times that these papers that are held by basically anti-Trump people like Jeff Bezos is phenomenal, like 75 times for, I think, the Washington Post.
Yeah. Even more than that. All he did was quote, the Washington Post and the New York Slimes, or I call it the Washington Posterior and the New York Slimes. But not one. I mean, I think they said maybe 15 times there was Fox News, which, again, that's not much. I mean, that's CNN Lite these days anyway. So, again, they were not investigating where they should have been investigating. If Robert Mueller was truly an impartial, independent special counsel, then he would have went after Uranium One. He would have went after Fusion GPS. He would have went after Glenn Simpson. He would have went after Hillary Clinton. And he would have went after Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama and all the other deep state actors that we know all the crimes were committed on that side. But instead, he knew that he had absolutely nothing. So what did he do? He basically pawned off the investigation from day one. He never investigated anything. He just sat there and crocheted or fished or did whatever he did. And he hired this animal Andrew Weissman, who then hired 13 other angry Democrats, and they're the ones that did the investigation. And here's what happened. They realized after 4 or 5 months that there was no there there, but they either didn't report back to Mueller, or if they did, they didn't care because they needed something. Get me something. Robert Mueller probably told Andrew Weissman, look, I know there's nothing here. I know, but find something. You know, I've got the Democrat Party, the DNC, Hillary Clinton, all my friends in the deep state, they're all asking me to find somebody and something. So that's what happened. They went out, they did more fishing, and they went after people like Paul Manafort, and they went after people like Michael Flynn and George Papadopoulos and Carter Page and all these other people that were not the president of the United States. And they tried to frame many of them, as they did to Michael Flynn, who, by the way, I believe is not going to be convicted of anything, will not see any jail time, and will have his conviction overturned in the next 6 to 8 months, if not sooner.
Absolutely.
And maybe even Paul Manafort, although Paul Manafort, they got him on state charges, so a federal pardon doesn't really do anything, unfortunately. But that's what happened. He's the fall guy. They needed anything. They needed something.
Yeah,
and
but
they knew they couldn't get the president, so that's what they did.
Isn't it unethical to squeeze a witness by using these unethical behavior tactics to squeeze a witness to lie under oath so that they can squeeze and get the president? And none of them would cave. Yeah.
And that's exactly what should happen to Robert Mueller. When Andy Biggs asked him that question and he said, I don't remember that conversation. Well, guess what?
Oh, get a little closer to the mic. I can't hear you now.
Something does not keep you from perjury. So
get closer to
the
mic.
That's how they got Michael Flynn.
Yeah, exactly. Where do you think this is going? I want you to make a prediction for the fall, because I think the 6 weeks of August, I'm predicting in the fall you're going to see the Durham and the Barr are going to come up with convictions. I'm going to convince you that the plan that we have a backdoor, actually, with a plan for health care reform and for infrastructure and for the border. And I think Trump's going to move it up. He's not only now made that you can only apply for asylum in your home country, I think he's going to start moving troops toward the Guatemalan-Mexican border to help these 6,000 recently trained so-called border guards. They're not executive border guards that are experienced with years of experience. They're newly trained or inserted in there. So we need to start taking out the drug cartels. I think you're going to start seeing Trump decide to use special forces to attack the drug cartels. And he's going to start cleaning out the intel agencies like SAD that have got unusual powers that go back to the reason why John F. Kennedy was killed, because SAD was involved in that whole process. People need to understand what's going on. SAD is involved with the globalism over in Europe. They're involved with the Council on Foreign Relations and the Bilderbergers and the United Nations. They're involved with control of the states of It's a Real Hell and Saudi Arabia. They don't have full autonomy. They're controlled to a great extent by SAD, aren't they?
Well, I think if you're asking what I think is going to happen, I think that some of these people are going to get the screws turned into them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Some of them are going to flip on some of the others. Now, does that mean that everyone's going to go down and everyone's going to go to jail? No, unfortunately not. I think, and even the ones that are going to, quote unquote, go down, they're not going to go down for 15, 20, 30, 40 years. They're going to go for 1 to 3 or 4 years,
right,
if we're lucky, in a country club, unfortunately, because there's a two-tier justice system. But I do believe that some of them will be indicted, and hopefully some of them will go to jail. But, again, look, hey, if it was up to me, I'd be having each one of them sit on old Sparky, and I think Right Wing Watch knows my thoughts there.
But here's my feeling.
Going to happen.
It's more important.
That's not going to happen.
Josh, I think the most important thing is we put a fear in the so-called politicians, and politicians are in the musical chairs between industry and corruption and the government, that they can't do this kind of crap again, that we can't have a FISA court that operates this way, that we can't have corrupt politicians that are playing back and forth between industry like the military industry and getting takebacks, that the district of criminals can't operate the way it has, the swamp. We need to strike fear into them that somebody somewhere is going to go to jail. So that's the most important thing. Not that everybody, because in fact, if we put everybody in jail that needs to be there, we'd empty the government out, wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. And we need to hold some of these people accountable as a deterrent, as you said, to make sure it never happens again. I agree with that.
Exactly, yeah. In other words, we need a body count, but we can't put them all in. Otherwise, we probably wouldn't even have government. Ha ha.
Ha.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamin minerals. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. And so, Josh, predictions for the fall. I have a feeling that it's going to be Trump all the way. The Democrats are scrambling. They have actually got boxed themselves into a corner with moving to the far left with the squad. You're right about Ilhan Omar. I believe an independent investigation will start to tear apart the guts of the squad. Most, even average Democrats, can't support the far-left views of them. Trump is going to move forward. He needs to have some better advisors. I would like to get a back door, and I'm working hard on it, to have people like you get a direct contact with Donald Trump. John W. Spring, my guy with missile defense issues such as yours, need to be heard by Donald Trump, because unless he listens to the media, Next News Network, and this show, he's not going to hear this, which goes way beyond Fox News. We go way beyond them with not only analyzing the deep issues, right, but also giving us solutions too, right?
Yeah, well, look, I know for a fact that he watches the Next News Network. I know that his cabinet and his administration has as well. I know that they know who I am because I know many of them, and they've watched my show and they've seen me.
Right.
I cannot say whether or not the president has watched my show. That I do not know. But I will say this. There's certainly an avenue, if you will, of getting information out to the administration that that I have, as well as many others. So we've got to continue to do that. And, look, I'm really, really encouraged to see that the Democrats, including many of the Jewish Democrats in the House, recently voted for the anti-BDS thing that Ilhan Omar was trying to promote, which was pro-BDS, which basically means boycott, divest, and sanction against Israel. So she brings up legislation against Israel, and the Democrats in the House overwhelmingly pass a resolution against BDS. So I thought that was a really good thing.
Thank God.
Yeah.
If you want to see the end of the world, you just will leave Israel to be easy meat for Islam, right?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. I mean, look, they're surrounded 100% on every angle and every direction by their enemies.
Right. And people don't understand that because America is powerful, it has enemies. We have enemies that are hacking into our schools. We have 440,000 Chinese students that are hacking in. We have a lot of people. In fact, there's just a recent case I saw here up on Drudge last week of a tech that was actually in one of our missile companies. It's going to prison for many years now for stealing technology for Chinese nuclear missiles. People have to understand what's going on is America is the great plum to be stolen. And we've had the door open with the District of Criminals. So 60,000 factories have been deported over the past 30-plus years by corrupt criminals in our political system. And that didn't need to happen. Trump is reversing that. Even Obama couldn't do it. George Bush Jr. couldn't do it. Bill Clinton couldn't do it. The reason is because they're corrupt.
Yeah, no doubt. And it really started, though, with Bill Clinton
right.
and his administration, because they were more interested in making money than they were in national security,
right.
which is why they made all these deals with China and why they made deals with North Korea and Iran and everybody else, because they were more concerned, I hate to use the term, more concerned about the Benjamins than national security.
Wow.
Clearly.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what the Clintons were all about. And then obviously when they left office, it was even worse when they had the Clinton Foundation and everything else selling out nuclear secrets to the Chinese and everything else. So I think Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton in particular, because, again, let's face it, they were both president in the 90s for 8 years. That was a co-presidency if we've
yeah.
ever seen one. So they've already been president. She's already been president for 8 years. So that co-presidency was the equivalent of the House of Cards, Kevin Spacey, and I can't think of the other actress's name right off the hand. Robin Wright Penn, I think, is what her name was, or now it's just Robin Wright. And they were basically Frank and Claire Underwood. We have already had Frank and Claire Underwood in the White House. Where do you think that show was based off of? It was based off of Bill and Hillary Clinton. So these are the most corrupt husband and wife couple, if you want to call them husband and wife, in political history. And I hope one day they all go down. It would be wonderful if Epstein somehow brings down Bill Clinton, and it would be even better if Barr somehow brings down Hillary Clinton. But they both need to go down.
Okay. In other words, they strongly need to wear orange.
They strongly need to have their favorite color be orange.
Right. You know what? I keep on having dreams of Hillary Clinton in an orange jumpsuit because she has ugly legs, so she always has to wear a jumpsuit. But, you know, a pantsuit.
A pantsuit, yeah.
Pantsuit, but
give
you know
her
what?
An orange pantsuit.
An orange pantsuit, and I don't care. It can be made by a fancy outfit, too, to make it look really stylish, but
yeah.
make sure it's orange.
Yeah, you could have it be, I don't know what the brands are for women, but I don't know. What's one of the brands for women? Lord & Taylor? I have no idea.
I don't know.
Anyway, it could be one of the fancy brands for women's clothing, and she could, look really nice and dapper and neat and clean, and she can have her little number, inmate number, whatever it is,
right
there up on the lapel, and she could have her orange pantsuit. It'd be wonderful.
Yeah, the thing is, I don't care if she's in a, what I call one of these minimum security prisons, but I don't want her to have airtime. I don't want to have a big tour, and I don't want interviews.
No.
All right?
The next season of Orange is the New Black needs to feature Bill and Hillary Clinton. That's what
right.
I'm saying.
And also their handlers, Valerie Jarrett, Podesta, many others that are tied to it.
All of them.
And also a lot of the people inside the government that are corrupt agents of globalism. And again, remember, these people are working with the British, with the United Nations, with the global bankers, with CFR, with the PNAC people. We have people like Mr. Don Lightning Bolt, I call him. He should be in a spandex suit because he's an anti-hero. This guy's a devil, isn't he?
Mm-hmm. They all are.
Yeah. And people say, oh, Dingo, you're just making that up. And I said, no, I'm not. I said, even if you wanted to win a war, you wouldn't kind of beat the war drum right now without missile defense or biological defense against incoming biological weapons or clean out the 42 live ammo training camps of Muslims inside America or 10,000 known with GPS coordinates of Muslim cells that are ready to be activated by an order from Iran or even Saudi Arabia and Qatar. People don't realize Wahhabism, which is the Sunni version, and Shiitism and the 12 people, they believe in what's called the 12 or 12 Imam, believe that they have to bring about a World War III to bring about the Muslimization of the world, which means to kill all Jews, to kill all Christians. And they even teach in the Hadith and Quran that Jesus comes back, but he doesn't come back to evangelize or bring about the marriage supper of the Lamb. He comes back to behead Christians, to kill all Jews, if they don't convert to Islam. And, of course, that's why 87% of the people in Palestine are actually blood-descended ancient Hebrews, but they convert to Islam rather than be executed like their relatives back at the rise of Islam after the 6th century. People don't know this stuff, do they? Amazing, isn't it? We lost Josh. I guess we'll see if we can reconnect Josh and see if we can get him back again. So anyway, here's the situation. I think we are dealing with a couple things in terms of the news reports. We have the China-Russia joint exercise is sending a message to Washington. I want to post up the article in the newsletter. There's a report here, how to do an abortion was trained on a papaya that was on Drudge. Really disgusting. The GOP stupid swoon for big government. And again, we see that with big government advancing under Trump, which shouldn't occur under GOP regime. We have, of course, genetic engineering with stem cells and 3D printing could make baldness obsolete. But also, remember, genetic engineering is going to extend human lifespan. With stem cells, peptides, and epigenetic frequency treatment, which I'm doing in my first product, which is a U.S. patent. We have technologies for not only helping you sleep at night, but things like our Lumen Photon. We have, how could the U.S. Lose a war with China? Well, just look at the way we've done it. We had our JL-17 jets actually be transferred to the Chinese technology, and they gave 67 to Pakistan because the Chinese and Pakistanis, who have also the Waziristani nuke plant, are collaborating. Do we have Josh back? Are you back, Josh? Oh, they're working on it. Okay. We also have extreme temperatures. Again, remember, the temperatures are not only caused by global climate change that's occurring that's not related to humans, but also aggravated by scalar technology in space that can manipulate weather systems. And we have 108-degree temperatures, I think, in northern Europe that was reported today. So they're running out of water. Europe logs record heat, struggles to conserve water. Many of the cities are actually in water shortage issues. This is part of the globalist population reduction. Boeing drops out of the giant Pentagon program to replace nuclear missiles, which you see not only Boeing, but, say, Google is working with the communist Chinese but won't work with the Pentagon. That's pretty darn obscene. Elon Musk wants to put your brain directly up on computers starting next year. So Tesla and SpaceX founder announced the goal of implanting chips into human brains. Ah, well, something happened there. We're not getting Josh back. Well, that's too bad. He did a great job, though, during this segment. We have a couple minutes left. I want to talk about some of the other issues. Trump moves to effectively end asylum at the southern border, which is good. But he needs to actually start sending troops to the Guatemalan-Mexican border. He needs to also send troops to kill the drug cartels and start cleaning out our intel agencies like SAD that support them because of $2 trillion a year goes to the drug trade, the organ trade, and the human trafficking. And again, our agencies are using this money for DUMS, deep underground military bases, off-world space projects, genetic engineering, and weird projects. And they have an unending budget that's not under the conspiring oversight of Congress, Senate, or the President. It's on a need-to-know basis. And that's why the compartmentalization of government is so dangerous to the future of not only America, but the whole world. So that's what's going on there. When we look at, we talk about people being turned into cyborgs. Look at people looking at their cell phone all the time. I'm very concerned within a few years that people like Elon Musk, not only talking about a chip in the brain, but just an external headband or something can directly interface with your cortex ideas, or the idea of putting frequencies through your cell phone that can directly affect your mind or thought patterns, like the Operation Crimson Mist we've talked about previously. It's my prediction that what's going to happen in the fall, we are in the next few months going to make a breakthrough to get through directly through to President Trump. We're going to advise him how to fix health care, how to fix the border, how to fix trade, how to fix things like stealing intellectual property and hardening our power grid from coronal mass ejection of the sun. If a CME happens for the sun, it'll happen over hours, not just a fraction of a millisecond, if we have an EMP attack by a foreign power. People need to understand that there are earth changes occurring that are going to cause major cataclysms to the weather, coastal areas and rural areas, and extremes in temperature and what's called polar inversions and extreme temperatures during the summer. These polar inversions will mean we'll have extreme weather as far north as Alaska, and also extreme heat inversions that will cause extreme warmth in the summer, in the middle of winter, and extreme heat during the summertime that we're seeing now across Europe. This is all designed to actually force people toward this globalist agenda of the Green Dirty Deal, which they're working on very hardly. We also have Peter Thiel. He actually is recommending that the FBI probe and CIA probe Google. So I want people to look up these articles and read them themselves. Don't just think, well, Dr. Deagle's opinion. No, no. What we're doing here, and we're providing you also the best wellness protocols and nutraceuticals. We want you to also go to our websites or media. We have media links to Deagle Network, audio and video. We have network links over to our Clay and Iron site. So when you go to a Clay and Iron, you're going to actually find a lot of the news by category, news by date. You can find a lot of information that you need to know. And I tell people the three most important things, ask better questions, then pray after you read your Bible, and then take action. And if we try to operate in the will of the Most High God, we'll do a godly thing that will clean up not only our environment, clean up our politics, and protect our borders, and allow merit-based immigration and protect the people in their own home country so they don't want to immigrate here. And if we do want to work here, we have Bracero programs we track and bring only those people up that can do things like pick fruit or do things we want, put a tracker anklet so they can't get off and go to the cities or become MS-13 gang members. We need to actually start cleaning out where the police even know the names of these people. They need to be cleaned out and sent to prison or deported out of the country. And countries that won't accept deportees, we need to deal with, such as Central America. Thank you for listening. We are going to be back tomorrow with Firing Line. Your questions to Michelle, the host with the most, just drop a call to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutraMedical.com. With your health issue, we have a big line of questions and emails. Harley Schlanger from Germany, from the LaRouche Foundation. Dr. Betty Martini, we want to get a doctor on with her that has done research on aspartame and others. And coming up next week, we've got an amazing array of people coming up to the show. We'll be having, of course, Ken Klein back with another show on Tuesday, John W. Spring, and, of course, our regular on Monday, Deborah Tavares and Josh Bernstein. And Jerry Barrett we should have back on soon as well from the Power of Prophecy. And in a few weeks, we'll have Pastor Garo Gallup's back. So you don't want to miss the show. Check it out in every avenue. Which was most appropriate because that was-